Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, judges. My music will blow your mind off. Like you angry tapa. So what is then? Shilingi ya Kenya. Ida kuzungusha. Shilingi ya Kenya. Thank you.
My friend, I would give you a standing ovation if only I was deaf. But your music is pathetic. So how long again have you been singing?
I've been singing for 14 years, sir.
Get out! 14 years? No, for real. Get out. Let's...
System ya Kapongala. Papa Pololo, the king of Kapongala.
Stop that thing! Stop that! Let me show you how it's done.
Tell him, boy.
Let me show you what. Tell him
more.
Do it.
Eyara ewa gbo mi ewa gbo si mo be so Eyara mi ewa gbo mi mo ni ke wa gbo si mo be so baba ni ewa ewa o Oni ewa ite kada inyo la uro arawa Babani ewa Ewa o Oni ewa ite kada inyo la uro arawa Nisori Awuro loru ni adamiyo Molo jitoto tishori re Nisori Awuro loru ni adami yo Molo di dodo ki shuri rilai mi yo
Father gives us who we have. People they see all this light. is the one who gave me joy. I never used to be joyful like this, and you have found God. This I got him, yes. I'll put him in my pants, but I let him to flow in my blood. God, yes, I yes in my blood. Blood. Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus, I found joy in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus, I found joy in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus, I found joy in Jesus, life. Heavenly Father, my God, each time when you see me working at school, everything which I see, my glaze, my mind, my blessed, my blessed. Heavenly Father, my God, he gives me everything that you see in me. I give him the place. Hey, people, that's so come and follow me. In Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus, I found joy in Jesus. In Jesus, in Jesus, I found joy in Jesus. In Jesus, I found joy in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus. Ever people they might dance so, but I you see this answer from God. Ever Lord the Father God, I owe my love, oh yes. I gave him a blessing. There is none who is like God. He gave us everything that you see like, oh. Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus. I found joy in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus. I found joy in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus. I found joy in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all today with peace and with love. And we just thank God for his many blessings. We thank God for another day of life, health, and strength. We just thank God for his awesomeness. And we just thank you all that are tuning in all over the world, those of you that are listening in right now, live coming in Africa. We want to say God bless to all of Africa this morning, all of Nigeria, all of Ghana, all of Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, Cameroon on the day, Ethiopia. We want to say God bless to you. I did say Nigeria. We want to say God bless to also to Zambia, Zimbabwe, Togo, Liberia, Benin, wherever you may be at in Africa, we just want to say God bless you. To all of the UK on today, God bless you. Switzerland, we want to say Italy, Ireland, Greece, Australia, Hong Kong, Russia, we want to say God bless. I'm naming places that I know listens in to this broadcast. Also to Pakistan, we want to say God bless you. I even heard we had a few people in Jerusalem, Saudi Arabia, that listens in. We want to say God bless to Croatia and Serbia. We want to say to everybody here in America, the cities and the states, we want to say God bless you on today. And today is Thursday, Nonstop Music Live with the Angels of Melody with the Voices of the Nations. And we just thank God that on this broadcast today you will hear various different types of music. You hear gospel, rap, praise, worship, reggae, dance hall, you name it, is gospel. We giving it up to the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord today. We thank him. And he is awesome, almighty. We just thank him on today. And I'm going to be getting ready later on. I will not be on tonight. I'm going to say that again. I will not be on tonight because a lot of you heard that I will be leaving out for Atlanta. So y'all will be hearing us live in Atlanta on Friday and Saturday, which is tomorrow. You will hear us on tomorrow night and Saturday coming to you live straight from Atlanta, Georgia. And we thank God we will be on the road tonight. So I'm on right now giving you all I can give you on the airwaves of the music. And I will repost the links from today and throughout the week so everybody can listen in to the links, whatever link you missed. If you didn't hear last night's broadcast, you can scroll down on the Fireball, the Fireball wall on the page, and you can scroll down and listen from Monday all the way through now. It's listed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, like I said, tomorrow and Saturday, y'all will be hearing us live from Atlanta, Georgia. So tonight, you won't hear me live because I will be on the road. But I will be posting different things on the Facebook, going through using my phone, you know, connecting with everybody and letting y'all know, you know, how we doing and where, what state we at, and, you know, on the way there. And it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to what y'all heard. Our guest, Robert Dean, that was talking about going green. He was talking about things that's coming to the UK, to America, and also in Africa and all over the world. Great things that's happening. That's what this meeting is about. And so we just thank God for him from on last night. And we just thank the Lord for all of you all that are listening in today, right now. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back and play some great music for you all to listen to today. And if I need to interrupt for whatever reason, then I will. Other than that, you're going to hear the whole full rest of these couple of hours of great nonstop music that's coming to you from all over the world. So right now we want to give a shout-out to our brother, Uzama. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. We thank God for him. He's there in Nigeria. And we're going to start this song off called I Live to Worship. And we just thank God for him on today. And right after him, we just going to keep it rocking and rolling. And so right now we're going to I Live to Worship.
Up in the morning, I see a beautiful day. The brightness of your glory, feel the warmth of your embrace. The longing of my heart for you makes me come to know. I was born to worship. I breathe to worship. I bow to worship. I sing to worship. Lift my hands to worship. I love to worship. I live to worship. Yeah. worship. I'm made to worship. I'm made for worship. Ah, I love to worship.
This is Spreaker Web Radio.
This is a GH Gospel Mix. You are listening to the GH
Bible's
Gospel
up,
Show.
Buckle up, light it up with the Holy Ghost fire. Cause when I think about the way that the world is turning around, everything is falling apart. They know you gotta go
fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Matter of fact, I fly uppercuts when I'm in the ring like Ali. People might just get me wrong when they get into the lyrics and the rhythm of the song. But it doesn't really matter when the word of God is on, cause I gotta readdress what is really going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the word of God is needed, the only place where I can be. And where they gather in the name of Jesus, I'ma go with lightning speed. Preach 24/7 on a weekend. Preach every day, no matter how the weather be. And prove to the word of God to be. And seeking to elevate the name of Jesus. Know the kingdom of God suffers violence. Why lay low? We had to really go hard, and it's cause the aim is what? Save souls. And if you wanna kick box with me, I can knock you out. Hey, oh. What if you wanna wrestle me on the track? Boop, your same go.
Go hard. Go hard. Go hard. Go hard. Go hard. My story always gonna go so hard.
Go hard.
Go hard.
Go hard.
Gonna go.
I talk for my minion, we're spreading the word, and that's what's up. Yeah, chitty up, stop, point, jacon, protecting, flowing like the top. Process this info, cause I've got some few bars to go. Slip your pride through your pocket, he's the master subject. You're sipping on drinks and taking a blink, homie, better behave. You're looking for chicks, some bitch for chicks. Yo, you need to break. Break the drama, call him an Abba Father, he's the great savior. Surrender all to him, and I know he will lead here. I'm a freak every day, and even if I die,
Genesis to Revelation,
it's simply amazing all that it's done for me, and how you set me free, gave me the victory. You know me and how I used to be. I could have been dead somewhere in the street, but now I'm a church boy. Call him Tyra, cause he's a provider. Some call him best friend because he's a rider. He's on the inside of me. One God and the Holy Trinity. That's what I say. Some call him Papa, some call him God. It's whatever you give, he's my soul.
This is a GH Gospel Mix.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that
peace. We are having a blast with the Holy Ghost.
Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that. Give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready? Ready for his glory.
Uh-oh.
If you are sick of a life,
uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Uh-oh. Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
This is a GH
Gospel
Mix.
Relevant. I ain't a candle, I ain't trying to wax eloquent. I'm running for my life now, trying to fight hard. These ain't just lyrics, but it's kind of fight harsh. Yeah, feeling it like the heat in the summer. We know better, but the flesh should be keeping us running. Back to leeks and onions, as the recent discovered. If it's in the dark, it's impossible to keep secrets covered.
Who would have known that my
expression would reach my cousin?
You are,
I apologize for
the
need, my should have been able to trust. But I preached the covenant. I knew you all before you was able to reach the covenant. Now when I preached in public, it's all out the window. Cause sin contradicted a lot of what my pen wrote. Yeah, especially when I wrote an open book. Apparently there was something in me.
Now
I
feel the violence soul. Take the broken, make them whole. Take the bound, make them free. Take the weak and make them strong. All of my sins been erased. Lifted my disgrace. I'm overjoyed, overjoyed.
Can you do some better, so free? Cause I don't wanna wait in your mind.
This is Spreaker Web Radio.
You are listening to the GH Gospel Show. This is a GH Gospel Mix.
Yes. You know the name, right? Lady Princess.
Obi akane wati me media me ngo me home mane sime minya mane kadie majimi mempene mane nsani me mi wosi kapa sa me de babu anyan kadie debi mi ana mabre na menya ntino menku na medi odoi wahi o odoi wahi o odoi wahi o.
Listening to the GH Gospel Show.
Bibles up, buckle up, light it up with the Holy Ghost fire. Cause when I think about the way the world is turning around, I've been falling apart. They know you gotta go
fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Matter of fact, I fly, I percuss when I'm in the ring like Ali. People might just get me wrong when they get into the lyrics and the rhythm of the song, but it doesn't really matter when the word of God is on, cause I gotta be addressed what is really going on. Where the word of God is needed, the only place where I can be, and where they gather in the name of Jesus, I'ma go with lightning speed. Preach 24/7 on a weekend, preach every day no matter how the weather be, and prove to the word of God to be, and seek in the elevated name of Jesus. Know the kingdom of God suffers violence, white lady low. We had to really go hard and it's cause the aim is what? Say so. And if you wanna kick back to me, I can knock you out, hey, oh. What if you wanna wrestle me on the track? Smoke your same go.
All around, couldn't find nobody.
This is a GH Gospel Mix. We are having a blast with the Holy Ghost.
Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea.
You are listening couldn't to find the GH Gospel day. Show. This is a GH Gospel Mix.
Nobody greater than you.
You are listening to the GH Gospel Show.
At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
You are listening to the GH Gospel Show.
This is Spreaker Web Radio.
You are listening to the GH Gospel Show.
I
Represent the Philly King with the rapier. Fund them things, search for your enemy.
Fund them back,
them got to be the most high. Genesis, make minister. Pull up selector, this is them a gospel. Genesis, make minister. Pull up selector, this is them a gospel.
Revelation sound, bigger for them. Revelation sound, bigger for them. Revelation sound, bigger for them.
Shout!
We be do it for Jesus.
Yeah.
Revelation sound, bigger for them. Revelation sound, bigger for them. Revelation sound, bigger for them.
Shout!
We be do it for Jesus. Powerful ministry, give the word. Cast the devil like a devil next word. Genesis makes sense, flash. Preach the gospel and the devil we are supposed to share. Through the word, the mountain we are climbing. We reject the gospel and the soul we capture. From Nairobi, London to Jamaica. Therefore you lose for gospel, take over. Genesis, the Lord be with you. Represent the Philly King with Arabia. Genesis, make minister. Pull up the letter, this is the gospel.
Revelation sound, bigger for them. Revelation sound, bigger for them. Revelation sound, bigger for them.
Shout! If we do it for Jesus.
Revelation sound, bigger for them.
Revelation sound, bigger for them.
Revelation sound, bigger for them.
Shout! If we do it for Jesus.
Yo, once again, speaking Jesus, you know. Revelation, speak of yourself, you know. Tommy, the Tommy got a them. Genesis, be man. A big tune. Blessed family, you know. Jeff was in the preacher, man.
Want me tell them something?
Yes, yes.
Tell me.
Move up on the team, man.
Jesus Christ, the King, you know.
Tell me, move up on them, team, man. Jesus.
upon me the mercies I see.
David said, I'll sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. He realized where the Lord took him from and how far he had brought him as a shepherd boy. How many of you here can stand up and say that it's by your strength, it's by your wisdom or by your might, how smart you are, that you're standing here right now? If not for God's mercy, not for God's grace. Come on and lift your hands with me wherever you are and tell him,
Take me out of me. I don't want this. Take my will and my thought. Take my body, my life, dear Lord. 'Cause I am willing to give you everything that's within me to bless your heart.
One day, he has never failed me. One day. has never failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day, since I have joined the army of the Lord, he has never failed me. One day, 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 since I have joined the army of the Lord, he has never failed me. One day,
he wrapped me in the cradle of his arms. Oh, so I will stay. He never leaves me, nor forsake me. Now I find my peace. In him, joy is guaranteed. In him, love is sure. In him, hope is
one day, he has never failed me. One day,
he has never
failed me. One day,
he has never
failed me. One day, since I have joined the army of the Lord, he has never failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day,
he has never
failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day, since I have joined the army of the Lord, he has never failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day, he has never failed me. One day,
he
has never failed me. One day, since I have joined the army of the Lord, he has never failed me. One day, 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 since I have joined the army of the Lord, he has never failed me. One day,
y'all hearing it going on nonstop on here. We done heard so much going on so far on these airwaves on today. This is the Thursday nonstop music. I see we have a caller on the line. I'm not sure if it's someone just calling in and listening, but we're going to find out. Hello, God bless you. You on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. This is Mateo Vic, the Phoenix.
Hey! Rock
hey!
High.
I know.
Yes, it seems like you. Now, what time is it over there?
It's about 10:16 a.m.
Okay, so you are an hour behind me then.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I know yesterday when I was playing your music, I noticed that you had left a message and you was like, what time do I call? And I'm like, oh my God, well, what time is it there? I didn't know. And so when you were saying what time it was, I wasn't sure how long ago when you had left that message. So I didn't know what to tell you. So I don't know if you saw it. I left a message saying, just call in 15 minutes, but I guess you didn't get a chance to do it.
Yeah, I didn't. I had to go to church, so we had a service, so I had to leave early. All I saw was the call at 7, so by the time I came back, I saw the message. So it was
Well, you know what? That would have been your it would have been 6 o'clock your time.
Yeah, that's all that was then.
Oh well, I'm glad that you are on now because I just happen to been playing nonstop music, and most of the time when I don't see any callers or whatever, I just be walking around or doing some things, and I just so happen to see this number. And at first I looked because I know a lot of people just call in and listen. So I was thinking, well, I don't think a guest is going to call in today. But then when I kept looking at, when I saw the number, I just kept hearing, click on it. And when I did hear, it was you. So we just
thank That's amazing.
And we thank, because I didn't know it was going to be you. So I just said, well, let me just take a chance. And so, you know what, brother? Your song is rocking the charts.
Man, thank God.
Oh my God! I'm telling you, we want to give a hello out to I don't know his real name. I know him by Boogie, but what is his name? I call him Boogie, because that's what it says. Boogie, shut up, pay up.
Yeah, that's what I know him by also.
Oh,
I'm not
really?
Sure what his real name is either.
Wow. So Well, I'm glad that you called in because this will give us a little time for the interview before we go into your song, because your song was about to be played in the next few minutes. And so since you called, I got it already up. Now, you know you've been entered into the top 12 artist countdown on this show, right?
Yes, I was informed. I was told about that.
Basically, what the top 12 artist countdown is I select 12 artists, and we do this once a month, and I just select 12 artists, and what I do is play the best song that is highly rated on this broadcast, right, that everybody, they just love to hear all the time. So I play one song of each 12 artists, and then after that, there's three judges that call in. We may have a judge call in from Italy. Somebody might call in from Detroit or Michigan or from another state. Someone may call in from the UK, wherever. But we have three judges. And what they do is they listen to y'all music. I say the name. I say the name of the song. They write it down. And right after the last artist, they make a decision who's the first, second, and third place winner. And each winner of music is played for a whole month every day that I'm on.
Wow.
Their music is being heard live, and so that gives you great exposure. But what we're going to start doing in the next month or two, we're going to start sending out gifts like the Angels of Melody T-shirts. You might get Dietrich Hatton movies. I know his mother. The Hattons are like my family. And so I work with Dietrich Hatton's mother a lot doing radio. She calls in every Tuesday night. She's on radio when she's not busy. And I broadcast live from their ministry on some Sundays at their church. A lot of events that she has, I cover them through the broadcast. Matter of fact, I'm going to be with them on tonight. We're leaving out to go to Atlanta. So we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia by morning, and we'll be there Friday, tomorrow night. And Saturday, and we'll be coming back here Saturday night. So even she was saying herself that some of those months we can send out Dietrich's movies and CDs out as gifts for the first, second, and third place winners. So I just wanted to kind of run that down to you since I haven't had a chance to really talk with you to let you know what that is about. So you was entered into that. And I'm telling you, brother, your song, all of your songs that I heard was hot. But what's really rocking is Wheel Them In. Everybody is loving that Wheel Them In. Can you, first of all, I'm going to let you reintroduce yourself and where you're originally from. I see you're from Nigeria, but you're here in the States. And kind of talk a little bit about Wheel Them In. How did you go about writing that?
Okay. My name is Mateo Victory the Phoenix, originally born in Nigeria. I lived there a couple of years, you know, until my parents figured that we need better exposure and better education. So we came over here. And then, you know, I was just exposed to music and just started, you know, in high school, started really, you know, doing a lot of music. And then, you know, about a couple of years ago, I got saved. I think it was the day after Obama got into presidency. I got saved that day. Yeah, so it was November 9th. I know he went in November 8th, so it was November 9th that I got saved. And this was back in 08. And ever since then, you know, just been on fire for God, you know. So, and I just use what I have to magnify God, and, you know, so. But when it comes to Will and Men, that one was that was one of my proudest work, you know, that I've been doing. It's, when I was writing that, I was just trying to be. I wanted to give the people something that they want to hear, but also keep it real, you know, in a sense, you know, just because I know most people want to hear those words, you know, words, metaphors, and similes, and, you know, and I've been blessed with a talent where I can put words together like that. But, yeah. And when I was writing it, I wanted to be real in some of the things I said, but also want to give the people what they want to hear also, and then also have a message, you know, of God behind it, you know. Yeah. So that's what happened, you know, afterwards, and we recorded it, and voila, that was what happened. And we just thank God for the outcome of what it was, and we got a lot of fans, you know, that really liked that freestyle, and it was just amazing, you know. When I was writing it, I didn't know that would be, you know, that would be one of, you know, the favorites at all.
Yeah.
I just thought it was gonna be something that people, you know, was gonna hear, you know, be like, man, that's nice. You know, maybe put on the iPod. I didn't know it was one that's going to be one of, you know. But most of the time, that's the one that, you know, people, the ones that you don't really just plan for is the one that usually, you know, does the trick, you know. So, well, we thank God for the outcome.
Wow, well, I'm here to let you know now, brother, that song is rocking the charts. I know it's rocking with me because I'm going to be listening to it when I'm on my way to Atlanta. I said I got my CD player, my little portable player to get ready, and I got this, my CDs ready with all of y'all music, and I'm telling you it's going down on that bus or wherever we going to bus, van, wherever, however we ride. And I know we just take, they're taking the coach, but I said, yeah, I'm going in with this music. And so, yes, you know, it becomes you. When you listen to music, I go to sleep at night and I'm hearing music. I'm hearing the songs that I play because I do it every day. So, you know, I guess you will hear it. Sometimes I could be walking in the store and it feel like a stereo is on in my head. And I'm just hearing music and everything. And it's like, wow. So, yes, I am so glad to have met you through Boogie, because it was through him that this happened. He just left me a message talking about you, and if I'm not mistaken, I think I clicked on that link or something that he gave me, and there it was. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's how it was. We connected like that, and I don't even really remember, to tell you the truth, but I just know we connected, and I heard your music, and I up front told him that you were going to be on playing in the radio, and I downloaded the music the same day. I was not playing, and you was heard that night.
Wow.
So, and as I've been playing it, I play Change the World. I love that. I love Almost Home. That's a nice, a good one. Wheel Them In, though, that is that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, they all good, but Wheel Them In is that one.
Have you gotten a chance to hear Princess Juliet?
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh man! We just that's the second, third single that we just, we even have a video, music video for it. It's just a song. song called Princess Julie. And I promise you, if you hear it, I promise you, you'll never be the same. Like, it's a life, it's, and I feel, it's on, I mean, you can get it on, you know, it's on my website, MateoVictory.com. You can download the whole album. I just put out an album in March. You can really download the whole album on there. Or you can go on YouTube. And there's both the music video and just the song in itself. And it's called Princess Julie. I put out.
Well, you know what? You can inbox me then with that. You can inbox me. And that
definitely.
Way I go on and check it out.
Definitely. That is one of the songs that that I just feel that everybody should, you know, that it's still, it would touch a lot of people's lives and it would change a lot of people's lives as a story. I don't want to spoil it for you, but just know that you would love Princess Julie, and it's a feel good, you know. It's just a tough song, you know.
Wow.
That's we had to shoot a video for it. That's how the demand for the video was so high that, you know, I just had to. So that's what they're working on right now to get it played across the border and, you know, in Europe and Africa. So it's a big song. And,
well, you know, it will
be
on this broadcast.
Definitely. And I'd be looking forward to hearing your take on it, what you thought about it, because it's one of those songs that, you know, people just, you know, hear it and feel that it should let everybody else hear it. You know, because
wow.
I feel a lot of people are going through that same situation, you know, or
wow.
whatever. So, yeah, but I'm gonna inbox it to you right now, just so.
Yeah, that's what I started to say. So when I go off a radio, I can go ahead and check that out and get that downloaded in the radio system. And then when I come back from out of town, that song will be heard, but yet I can be bouncing to it on my way to ATL. So.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Oh,
and
man.
Also, I want to mention to everyone listening in, if you there in Atlanta, I'm telling you, I'm going to be there. Angel and Melly going to be there. So, because I said I was going to post that up and let the people know who's all in Atlanta, they can come to this meeting that we have in this business meeting, and it's going to be mingling. Everybody going to be meeting one another and all of that. And so I am going to be there in Atlanta. I've never been there, brother, before. Never. Always
wow.
wanted to go there. And I am going. So I am just, like, really excited. And it's just awesome. The brother over the meeting called in on last night. And, oh, my God, the way he was talking about it, I was like, man, I'm there now. I can't wait. So we're going to have some pictures and everything. It's going to be nice to take some pictures. And I'm going to be posting them up, and it's just going to be awesome. We're going to be doing radio live down there, too, from the event. And it's just going to be awesome. Great interviews of people introducing themselves. We're going to be amongst millionaires. So it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, brother, for a minute, and we're going to play this Wheel Them In, okay? And right after that song, then I'm going to come right back to you. Is that okay?
That's okay.
All right. All right, y'all. So you heard it. We thank God for our brother, the Phoenix. And we thank God for him calling in. I'm so excited that he's on the air with us today. Finally, we got a chance to connect. And so this is a great song, y'all, that is rocking the charts. It will definitely be rocking. It's going to keep on rocking. You know, on the Angel of Melody, Angel on Deck, you name it, it's going to be playing here. And so right now we're going to go to this song, and then we're going to be right back.
Yeah, I keep it rocking like the Beastie Boys. I give the devil hell until I meet the Lord. I talk to the spirit without a Ouija board, with a swagger that's as dirty as the kitchen floor. Yeah, I think outside the box, and I got everything but a writer's block. I'm swimming in this beat without a scuba gear. I just came back from heaven, I brought these rhymes as a souvenir. Yeah, I'm far from perfect in my eyesight.
And I know I'm not as holy as I might like, but I'm trying to live Christ-like and act right, and in this dark world try to be a bright light. And to the devil I'm a menace. They wonder how I burst onto the scene like an appendix. I use my mind as a real weapon. I'm pregnant with a dream so big I need a C-section. I got a boy's charm, but I'm a grown. I eat beef like a lion with an empty stomach. And my aroma can wake you out of a coma. I gave my heart to music, I guess I'm an organ donor. No labels, I am signed to the kingdom. I was once a slave to sin, but Christ died for my freedom. Gotta live up to the name that he gave up for my sins. So every little chance I get, I tell him Jesus is the King. And shout out to Lyric Homo. Word cup flow, I give him hope like Solo. I put my issues in the hands of the Lord, and he comes down on them all like the hammer of Thor. I can rap on any level, rock, pop, or heavy metal. On my quest for success, I am way ahead of schedule. You know the team, you know the dream. Though I don't recycle rhymes, yet my flow is going green. A fan told me, Mateo, I love your new song. Every time I hear you rap, I get them goosebumps. I just laugh and I say, it's not OB. It's all God, I never take the glory. Yeah. They say a picture's worth a thousand words. I guess they'll view me as Picasso when my album's heard. And the devil feels me coming like an earthquake. And I got them all nervous like a first date. G.I.M. is the crew that I roll with. They say I got potential, but I don't ever show it. They say that I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. I treat all my chances like cash, and I blow it. Nah, I sew it like farming's my job. And this time around, I am wearing the whole armor of God. I'm protected in recession, I'm not affected. They throw in Hail Marys, all I do is intercept it. Pick six like Sanders. I take it to the house where my family's waiting for me with a wish list like Santa. Even though it feels odd now, but it comes with the job now. And I just thank God now that I'm the breadwinner. We used to eat ramen noodles and now it's steak dinner with cake ginger. Yeah, and everything is name brand and designer clothes. And I just keep on praising him till it's my time to go. Whoa, he made me king like Caesar. And that's why I always read the word on my leisure. The kingdom suffers violence and I'm forming an alliance. That is word to the book of Eli Manning, I am a giant. For real, my brethren, are you with me? Cause if you down, then let us go into the city and spread the word to the living, to those who need it. There's hope after all because the King has risen. 3 days was all it took. You can check the books. My mixtape is fish bait and this year is the hook. I will amend. I will amend, homeboy, I will amend like salmon, I will amend. And this planet that I'm in, understand that I'm a king. And those trying to steal my joy, get your hands up my jeans. Understand that I'm a king. And those trying to steal my joy, well, you know what I mean. Phoenix.
Wow, now that was hot. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, that's flame, for real. That is flame, for real. And so we just, brother, I'm telling you, that song is tight. Wow. I'm telling you, we got so much stuff going on. I'm going to have to call you and tell you about the upcoming events, things that we got going on here in Detroit. And so it's just a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And yeah. I just thank God. I thank God for you. You know, and meeting you and everything, and I'm like, wow, this is just, you know, this is really awesome. You know, what the Lord is really doing in your life. And so, and you said you got saved the day after Obama. Wow, that's a powerful testimony right there, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, I remember. That really is.
And the testimony in itself is a very powerful, maybe, you know, it's long, but it's very powerful. You know, maybe one of these days I'm going to call back and, you know, just really just sit down and we can talk about how, you know, the coming, because, you know, I've come a long way to where we are today. So, in itself, and how I got saved, that was I almost died in a sense.
Wow, almost died.
Well,
why don't you tell us and share us a little bit about give us about maybe about 5 minutes of it.
Okay. Well,
somebody might need to hear a little bit of that 5 minutes.
I mean, my story really starts off at when I was 7 years old. That was the first time I had, you know, I started having sex back in Africa, you know, as a kid, you know. And you know, when the devil gets you at that very young age, you know, that's something that's really hard to break, you know. So we traveled, we came over here to America, and, you know, and it just continued, you know, bad behavior, started doing a lot of bad things, you know, started fighting a lot, you know, started smoking a lot, started drinking a lot. And then just got to the point where, you know, when I was in, you know, came out of high school, you know, I went from really being unpopular and when as a senior in high school, really just being, you know, the man, and I was doing a lot of, you know, just doing a lot of things that, you know, that I'm not so proud of. And then got into college, started doing music. Really, when I got into college, I started doing music. And then I left. I was doing engineering, but then I left what I was doing to pursue full-time circular music. And,
wow,
you know, from doing, you know, shows at clubs, strip clubs and all that, you know, there was one specific day where I was with a friend, and we, you know, we were as usual, because it got to the point where we just started having orgies and all these nonsense. And one of my friends was trying to, you know, have, back then I used to go by the OBC, and one of my friends was trying to have a, you know, have one night with the OBC. You know, I've heard the stories or whatever, and he had this little baby pistol, and, you know, by this time I stopped fighting. Now I was just about, you know, clubbing and throwing parties and making it rain. You know, just stupid, you know, vanity things. You know, so as we were hanging out this one night, we were trying to get these two females to come back to the house with us. And as we were there after a club or whatever, after a party or concert. So we spotted them there, and as we were talking to them, the bouncers show up, and the bouncers call the girls over, and they go over there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm making a joke. I was like, man, these bouncers are stealing our females, whatever. So the guy next to me, the guy that was, you know, he starts getting crunk, and he starts, man, you know, and actually, the guy was a coward. And he had this little pistol, so he starts getting crunk because he has this little pistol. And I'm here like, man, chill, we're just trying to have some fun tonight. And he says, yeah, we're not going to fight because I'm going to go to my backpack and pull out my pistol. So everybody in the parking lot chases him. And the bouncers, these people are bouncers, they are huge. So they go to the car, and I spot the guy going to the trunk. And he goes out and pulls something 2-3 times bigger than what this other guy has. And nobody's paying attention to him. So I'm here talking to him like, you know, chill, like we don't want any blood out here or whatever. And he's like, no. And his friend that was driving saw him pull the gun out, and he was like, man, you pull that gun out. If you don't shoot, then you're not gonna get back in my car. So I'm sitting there with a gun in my face, and I have like an out of body experience. And you know, it's like my whole life flash right before. It wasn't flash. It was more like, I didn't see Jesus, but I heard his voice. And the voice was like, you know you're going to hell, right? I was so convicted that I couldn't argue with him. Like, and I feel that's how it's going to be, you know, on Judgment Day, where when they play back your whole life story, you're going to be so convicted that you're not even going to sit there and have a conversation with God, or God, let me in. Like, because when Jesus told me, you know you're going to hell, right? I was just like, I was so convicted. I was like, yeah. And then he took me back to when I was small. And, like, every time I would be at a, like, because both my parents were, like, they're ministers, elders of the church. So every time I'll be at church or I give my life to, like I'll say I give my life to Christ, or they'll make an altar call, and, you know, Jesus was like, oh, this was where I arranged this whole meeting for you to meet me here, but you didn't. And this, I sent this person to your life, and he was showing me, you know, where somebody was like, oh, you need to change, you know. And God was showing me how he orchestrated things to change my life, you know, and I just refused. Though I would say yes today, but then I would go back to the world, and I would say yes, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And the funny thing is, before that day, I've had dreams of hell. I've had two or three dreams of hell. And I'm saying, and the dreams of hell was so vivid that if somebody was to rape my sister, kill my mother, annihilate my home, I would never utter the word go to hell. I would never, that's how, you know, it was so, I would never, my worst enemy, I would never say go to hell, because it was like you're falling, but you never really hit the floor, you know, but you're burning. I remember there was one time that I tried to cry, you know, just to taste liquid, and then the tears touched my tongue and then burnt my tongue, and then my tongue regenerated, and it burnt again. It's like you're burning, and your skin is regenerating so you can burn more. It's like you never burn out. You never burn out, so you just feel the pain over and over again. And Jesus was like, every time that you're about to do something stupid, I gave you this dream, and yet it still wasn't enough. I sent this person into your life, and it still wasn't enough. I put this whole camp meeting here for you to go, and it still wasn't enough, you know. So you know you're going to hell. And then I was just so convicted that day. And I was like, yeah. And then I heard, you know what? I'm going to give you one more chance. And that very moment, my spirit dropped right back into my body. And there was like an ambulance that drove by. And everybody thought it was a cop. And, you know, I can't even tell you what happened, because it was so surreal. Like, something happened where we all just scattered, you know, because the ambulance drove by, or something, a noise drove by. And ever since then, you know, that second chance, you know, I've just been living for him and trying not to go back. Because the thing was, it wasn't the love of God or something about heaven that saved me.
Yeah.
It was the fear of hell. You know, the love of God was just a icing on the cake. You know, but it was really the fear of hell. You know, and there's some people that are just so hard-headed, you know, that even if you tell them God loves you, they don't want to hear that. They want to, you know, so I think I was one of those hard-headed people that Christ had to come down and speak to me before I really just changed. And it was just that fear of hell that, you know, that really just, you know, when I thought that I was going to end up in that place that I dreamed about, that really woke me up. And, you know, and ever since then, I've just been, you know, and it's more detailed, but I just summarized it. There's more things that went on, you know, behind.
Well, you know what we're going to do then, brother? We're going to have you call back in when you have some time. And we're going to have what we're going to call it, the testimony night. Because I told the people that we're going to have a talk show that's coming up very soon, in the next 2 weeks, couple of weeks, maybe sooner than that. And what I want to do is I want to have you be the first person to come on. I'm serious. I want you to start the season of the show off, because the young people need to hear your testimony. You know, me and you got something in common. You were sitting there talking, and I'm like, oh, my God, if that don't sound like a twin, you know, and everything, because my parents are in the church. My father's a preacher also. I have nothing but bishops and pastors. They're all in my family. And, you know, coming up with brothers, and I'm the only girl, I was raised in holiness, so I know what you're talking about. It was no excuse. I mean, I had hankies laid, all you name it, the whole nine. We had to go to Sunday school. We had to go to prayer, Bible band. I was in the choir, all of that. But then I got up into my teens, and it was like, forget you. I'm going to do what I want to do. I was a runaway. God kept me. I'm saying this briefly because I know we only have a couple of minutes left, and I'm going to go off with a couple of songs. But I know when I do call you, we'll be able to, you know, talk more about it. But, brother, I'm telling you, I'm just going to say this briefly because somebody probably won't need to hear this part, too, just like they needed to hear yours. But, you know, I was a runaway. You know, it was no excuse. you know, because I was just being rebellious, you know what I'm saying? And I think I had my reasons why, but it still was no excuse of what I did. And God kept me. You know, right now you hear about these girls running away. They being found dead in the trunk. But I found, I thank God that, you know what I'm saying, when I ran away, I was with some people that had something, and I didn't get killed. I wasn't murdered. You know what I'm saying? And I knew I had a calling on my life and everything, but I wasn't stagnant. Brother, they was telling me the same talk. God loves you. You need to surrender to God. I'm thinking, like, this stuff is for old folks. This is not for me. And even when I got up in my 20s, you know what I'm saying? I was in my 20s, and I became on my own, you know, even in 20s. I drank. I was an alcoholic. I partied 7 days a week. Oh, yes. Every guy that I had was a drug dealer. I never knew what it was to experience to be with a man that had a job. Everybody was selling dope, or they was in the gang, or they was selling guns. I just liked it. Wow. That life of evil. You know what I'm saying? You might as well say that's what it was. It was life of evil. It wasn't nothing good about that, but that was my thing. He had to be a gangster. I loved the gangster style of rap music. If you wasn't talking about shooting your mama and calling each other names, I consider that weak. You know what I'm saying? I love that gangster life, smoking the weed and sipping on the yak and, you know, drinking on the 8-ball and all. You know, that's just how it was. Smoking on Black and Miles, partying, and even dancing in the club. You know, that was my thing. And God stricken my knees with arthritis. Oh, I was stricken with arthritis. All kind of stuff was happening because of disobedience. And I could have died from kidney failure. God delivered me when I said yes to him. I had no choice, brother. And I had dream of hell myself. That's why I said we have a lot in common. I had got high as a kite one night, drinking liquor and smoking weed and stuff, fell out on my living room floor on New Year's Eve, should have had my butt in church. And I was laid out on the floor drunk, saw the end of the world, and God was pointing that finger at me and told me that blood was going to be on my hands. Much blood. Wow. People was falling down in this pit. They was hollering and screaming. It was stinking and smelling. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was horrible. You know, and I shared this before on radio, but I'm going to share it again during that showtime that I'm going to have. And it was just something. And he looked at me. He looked at me and said, don't let blood be in your hand.
Yeah.
And not knowing that God called me forth to the nations and what I'm doing now, that's a lot of blood, brother, I'm telling you. And he let me know that. And I went to church with my aunt. She was a pastor. She's a pastor. And I went to church. Didn't want to go to no church. And I went to church with her. God set me up. How many know out there that God will set you up? When he say that, he has never lost none of his own. Oh, my God, that's a powerful scripture. When he talks about how we are chosen, and he said he know who belongs to him, and he never lost none of his own. So if he got to take you on your deathbed, which you say, yes, Lord, and he look and know that if he didn't take you, he know you're going to go back out in the world. He love you so much, he'll take you right on right there. I believe that. And so, make the long story short, I went to the service, brother. I didn't want to go because I was smoking and drinking that day. And she said, Tanya, I need you to come. And I was going through with my kidney problems right there. But I was lying to my parents, telling them that, you know, I was having breathing problems, which I was. I was stricken. I was smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day, you know, smoking Black and Miles and all that. And I was stricken with asthma real bad, that I was on 3 different inhalers. God healed me from that, y'all. I got healed from that. I was an alcoholic. You might as well say I was an alcoholic, because every day I had to have a drink. If I didn't have a drink, you didn't want to be around me, seriously, because I was bad news. So I had to have a drink. To me, a drink was better than a man, seriously. I'm not lying to you. I was that far gone in that drinking because my life was miserable. I had a lot of evil and hurt from the past, and it was like the drinking, to me, I felt was doing me some good, but it wasn't. It was tearing my body down, and my kidneys, they told me my kidneys was going bad, and I was taking these pills, right? Listen, I'm going to tell you how God loved us so much. He loved us so much. He loved me so much. And my pollution of blood, until today, I tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you because I'm nothing. You could have turned your back on me. I wasn't stabbing you. You know what I'm saying? I loved him. Yes, I knew about him and I loved him, but I just didn't want to serve him. I said, later for that. You know, this is for the old folks. Maybe when I get older, but now I'm doing my thing. And let me tell you something. When I went to that, so he got a setup. And I'm going to tell you why I said that, because my aunt been trying to get me to go to church for, I don't know, almost 2 years. And I would tell her, I go when I feel like it. I don't believe going to church and coming out the same way I done went. Because if I come to church, I'm not going to listen to you. My mind is going to be daydreaming. And people used to say, you know, you was bold in that, but you was honest. Most people would have been fake about it and hypocrite, but that was not me. And I would tell her, if I come, I'm not going to listen to you. It's going to go in one ear and out the other. I'm going to still want to smoke and drink when I get out. No, I don't want to be delivered, and I don't want to be saved. Now, don't you know that's stupid? That how I allowed the enemy to have me say that, because if it wasn't for God's love, he could have snapped his finger. I could have felt dead right after I said it. But it was because of his love and his mercy, you know, for us, that I got set up, and he knew the time. And she called me up this Saturday. It was one Saturday. I'll never forget that. Back in 2003. And she said, Tanya, can you come to church? Will you just come to church? She never gave up. And she said, you can wear your jeans. You can wear whatever you want to wear, because God said he's not about clothes. He's about souls. So you have no excuse. You can't come, because you can wear your jeans. There's no excuse you can't get there, because I will come all the way from far and pick you up. I don't want to. I'm not. Ain't nobody going to make you be saved. You can't. Can't nobody make you be saved. But please come to church. And do you know it was something in me, brother, that said, you know what, let me go to church, because I'm tired of her. I'm tired of her mouth. You know, I'm tired of her, you know, telling me about coming to church and everything. Let me just go and hush her up. And do you know, she came and picked me up. I told my brother, my cousin, I said, let's keep the drink put up, keep the smokes. I'll call you when I get out of church. I said, I'm going to just shut Auntie's mouth. Why don't you go with me? He like, man, no, forget that. I ain't going. You go. And do you know when I went to that service, she picked me up. As she was preaching, I was looking at my watch. I'm like, yeah, she preaching real good. Now I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Why she called my name? Oh, my God, that spirit in me got angry. That wasn't nothing but the devil. She said, Tanya, can I just pray for you? I just want to pray for you. And I said, you know what? And that's all she going to do was pray for me, because I ain't getting saved. I walked up there, brother, and let me tell you something, how God can set us up, and then I'm going to go, because I got one song I want to play before we get off. Do you know, I sat up and walked up there, and I knew that it was nothing but God, because my aunt did not know what was going on in my personal life. She didn't know what was going on in my body, how I was sick. And she spoke, the words of the Lord spoke through her, saying, haven't I been there? Even in the club, when your friends got murdered, you could have been in the way of the bullet. Your house could have got shot up with all them dope men and all them gangbangers, and some of them had just did murders, and they was coming up in. Because I wasn't scared of them. I wasn't scared of them because I felt like, yeah, they thugged out, but there's a reason why. And I looked at their heart. I looked at them like Christ would look at them. I didn't like what they was doing, but to me, they were my people. You see what I'm saying? They didn't disrespect me. I told them, whatever you do out in the streets, leave it out there. When you come here, we party and have a good time. We're not going to have no drama. And so all these things the Lord was speaking through her, haven't I been good to you? I've had your back. I supplied every need. When bills was about to be shut off, I came right on in. And do you know, I broke down crying. And it took one word that saved my soul that night. And I tell the women, I said, you know, it's good when you hear a brother say, you fine and you beautiful and this and that, you all that, baby. But I said, can't no man call you beloved like Jesus can. And when she opened up her mouth and said, my beloved, my God, I heard it sounded like thunder from heaven, and I fell to my knees. And she said, beloved, why would you not serve me? My beloved, that's all kept coming out of her mouth. My beloved. And I thought to myself, I am nothing. Why is he saying beloved? Oh, my God. And I fell to my knees. And I said, God, I'm sorry. Lord, oh, my God, I don't mean to have you crying. Oh, God, I just went to cry. And right then and there, I didn't get saved right at that moment. But when I got home, it shook me when I laid on the couch. My cousin called and said, what's up with the drink? I said, baby, come get the drink and the smoke. I ain't doing it no more. He thought I was crazy. He said, did you get saved? I said, I don't know what I did, but I don't want that. And do you know? That night when I laid there, I lift my hands up, brother. And habits didn't stop overnight. God have to deliver you day by day. But I tried, and I did it. And that was 2003, and I'm still riding now, brother, and it's 2012. And I'm
Amen.
Not saying that I haven't made mistakes. I haven't made mistakes, and we all still making mistakes. When things is happening, let's just be real. But we got to get them things together, and we got to get ourselves right, because like you said, brother, if he called our number now, will we be ready? I just shared that with them the other day. I said a Nigerian sister at our church, because I go to African ministry. I said a Nigerian sister, you know, at our church got killed in an automobile accident in New York just last week. And the Lord put on my heart, we're not going to be here long. And however we leave, will we be ready? If you got head on in a car crash, will you meet him or will you not? And he said, we judge people by saying, oh, they gone on to heaven because of them going to church and they doing this and that. He said, but you can't go by that. He said, because I know what they do when the doors is closed. I know what I hear when they on the phone. And when he said that shook me, I got up out the bed, I had to walk for a minute. I said, my God, help me. Help us. Whatever ain't right, get us right, because I don't want to go to hell. I didn't get saved to go to hell. My mama always said, if you want to stay out in the world, live it up, and you want to go to hell in the gold limo. Mm. I know that's right, because I didn't get saved to do all this with radio and stuff to lose my soul. No. So we definitely got to get that thing right. And I just thank God, brother, we're going to talk again. I have to call you in a minute or in a little bit or whatever, and we just going to go off with DJ Traffic. Brother, listen to this last song and tell me what you think, and then I'm going to get right back with you, all right?
All right.
All right. God bless you.
You too, man. Have a great day.
All right. You too. All right, y'all. The time is winding down, but right now we're going to go off with DJ Traffic. We want to say God bless you all on tonight. Thank you for listening.
Only happy when reporting on catastrophes. Front page news always covered with a tragedy. Bloody murder, killer loose. Lock your doors and drop your curtain. Fear is taking over. Tell me where in the world is there Jehovah?
This is why he came and died, so you and I can come alive. Power of his awesome praise, now rest in those he sanctified. Love so true, I can't deny. Hope with me, destroy my pride. I am now a product of the conduct of the Holy Christ.
In the sun, carrying the word as their gun. Yup,
united as one.
Come on.
Ah,
let's fool the fool, promoting sin. Let's cripple him, strip him of everything. Love the sinner, hate the sin. We done seen many movies we could tell you was acting. Stop your clapping, are you supportive of what's happening?
Hey, why he loves me, I'm like Chela, Katwishi, Yesu Bosindine Kaboi, Apiri. Anipanga monga koloboi mufinzi. I'm the follower, he dictator, Savimbi. The word of God is my spiritual mulio. I won't stop eating till I'm a spiritual doombo. See my God, something like you go. He bought Red Bull Alipetulo.
Calling all the people, if you hear me, this is warning. Earth is not a party, we have purpose to be born in. Better get a moving, don't be born in. Time is of the essence, soon as righteousness is come. Everything will pass away, the whole earth is going to quake. It is written, salvation remains for those who've been forgiven. If you call upon his name, Jesus Christ will come to say. Don't be down what I say, you'll be regretting on that day when.
Wine, Acapue, Wine, Wine, Acapuela. Wine, Acapue, Wine, Wine, Acapuela. Winner, Acapue, Winner, Winner, Acapue.
Give it up for my friend and my brother, Joseph
J. See, I'm a walking plasma dude, I television, right? We fan the gospel like there's Jesus in the kitchen, right? Cause his power in my life is a mystery. Like Shaka, I used to walk in the flesh, but now it's history. When the Lord comes back, you ain't gonna save that for a later day. I'm expecting a funeral, your world's about to pass away. Drop the devil deep down like a bad habit, I've had it. My existence depends on the sun like the ninth planet. Let me jam in, say a little something. Magnet the beat, make my heart stop stomping. The ink in my pen, lick, stop writing. Jump on the beat and spit, Kirk Franklin. Tell these dudes about the truth and the afterlife and how Christ ain't even pleased with the wicked lies. Indeed, with a guy in Armageddon, poly, poly, but your future's so bleak, you'll be singing Donnie's calling.
Shout out to Buster Muggy, Auntie Anne, and Coach Morris. For seven me, the gospel roll like green lettuce. Disciple me and show me how to run the skin of business like Trump on The Apprentice. I'm on my secret service. Seem like the only vision. Keys, harvest, television. Speech songs in your song. You finna get slept on. Cause even church on. Still wanna play Ekon. But flame on till you pass the baton and I'm gone.
Calling all the people, if you hear me, this is warning. Earth is not a party, we have purpose to be born in. Better get a moving, don't be born into be stalling. Time is of the essence, soon as righteousness is come. Everything will pass away. The whole earth is going to break. It is written salvation.
Yeah, yo, I was prone to deception without no proper direction. I just wanted your mic checked and be respected. Precepts have projected that I would be ineffective. I needed to be schooled, like taking them extra lessons in order to be perceptive with minimal second guessing. Jesus, the resurrection, been working in me, perfecting the vessel. He's elected to specially be connected to the rest of those he's possessing. Let's get it.
Give it up for lyrics.
People laugh, laugh, laugh the loudest. Ni kope, ukalanga ni sita uzaiwo nankope. This is not my faith, I am living in his legacy. That hypocrite as he rose to his glory seat. Nemo, awe sinefonta ni konto konto lon. Chipingo chinati muzambo sheta men. Mulilo ni hati izankala inferno. I'm just awakening you from that death slumber.
Warning, earth is not a party, we have purpose to be born in. Better get a moving, don't be born into the sounding. Time is of the essence, soon as righteousness is come. Everything will pass away, the whole earth is going to quake. It is written, salvation remains for those who've been forgiven. If you call upon his name, Jesus Christ will come and say, don't be down what I say, you'll be regretting on that day when.